Film festival season has been in full swing with Cannes, Sundance, Vancouver and Toronto International Film Festivals now over, and eyes are now turning toward the Oscars, Academy Awards. CAFET International Film Festival will run from March 1 to 9, 2024, at the Patricia Theatre, showcasing festival favorites and winners from Canada and around the world. CAFET Film Society Executive Director Gary Schilling and Education Director Peg Campbell have been busy watching films and organizing for 9 days of features, shorts and special movie events. There will be 16 feature films at the 2024 festival, said Schilling. In the past, we used to do 14 films, and then repeat two of them as matinees. Schilling added that the festival will include important Indigenous filmmakers, LGBTQS+ themes and some serious topics, but will also be a little lighter this year. Meaning, the chosen films explore drama, comedy, romance, documentary and a plethora of international stories. Winning the Prix de la Mise en Scène at Cannes Film Festival, La Passion de Dodin Bouffant, The Taste of Things, as a French favorite chosen to compete at the Oscars and will play as a matinee feature film on March 3. There are festivals all over the world, quite frankly, and we try to keep abreast of the buzz on different films, said Schilling. We begin compiling what we call our long list, which is sort of our wish list, and this year we had somewhere around 50 films on that list. The programming committee consists of filmmakers, local community members, volunteers and CAFET Film Society members, including Laura Wilson, who manages the theater. The committee meets and decides on films they want to see at the festival. However, accessing the films is another matter. I have the job of trying to find out who the distributor is and if we can get the film, said Schilling. That becomes its own little research project. We hunt down all the distributors and do outreach, and quite frankly, get mixed results. Some people I never hear back from, other people want too much money. Schilling emphasized that the committee always tries to have a good mix of films and acquire what it can afford. Quite frankly, a lot of modern popular media these days is based on superheroes, said Schilling. What we try to do is connect local stories with stories from around the world, and we think people can connect that way. Schilling and Campbell are pleased with the offerings for International Women's Day on March 8. Wa Pa K, tomorrow, is a National Film Board of Canada production and documentary by Dr. Jules Arita Kustachin, about residential school survivors, Analog Revolution, How Feminist Media Changed the World is another Canadian documentary featured on March 8. Romantic French-Canadian film, Solo, looks into the vibrant drag queen scene in Montreal. Drag performer Connie Smudge will be performing preceding the film on March 9. The festival is a community gathering, said Schilling. I like to talk about the difference between watching something that's perhaps funny on the couch, by yourself, and watching in a theater, full of people. Yes, it's different. People kind of get swept up in every emotion that is being felt. A film salon will also take place at the Patricia Theatre's Upstairs Media Lounge, hosted by local author and Film Society member Jason Schurz. Festival early bird passes are available until December 31. CAFET International Film Festival trailers and information can be at cafetfilm.ca/film-festival-2024. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.